Hello?
Hello, is this Georgia?
No, it's Lisa.
Okay, this is Jennifer. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. This number was chosen at random. I'm conducting an opinion research and would like to ask you a few questions. Just to make sure we are representing everybody, what is your race?
African American.
Thank you so much for that. And what is your age? Yes. Sorry, what is your age?
I'm in the 50s.
Thank you so much. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
I will vote.
Is that a definite vote or probably vote?
That is definitely going to vote.
Thank you so much. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Little what, can I say?
Little dissatisfied, you say?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that.
That's a trash.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you think and do you most want Congress focus on? Improving the economy, reducing gun violence, standing up the rise in racism and discrimination, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, providing affordable childcare, improving K-12 public school education, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, protecting LGBTQ rights, protecting women's reproductive freedom and abortion rights, or protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy. Which one you will say, sir? All of them? And what is the most important for you?
Improving the economy.
Improving the economy. Okay, thank you so much for that. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you so much. In your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? Unfair or rigor economic system for the rich? Lack of good paying jobs opportunities? Poor life choices and values by some, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, not enough good role models, too many people depending on the government for handouts, racism and discrimination, or poor work ethic.
Not enough, pay, for the people.
Lack of good paying job opportunities?
Yes, yes.
Thank you so much for that, ma'am. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
I've heard some.
Okay. And do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
I do not support that.
Is that a strongly opposed?
Strongly, yes, strongly opposed, very strongly opposed.
Thank you very much for that. I appreciate your time, ma'am. We are almost done with this study. Now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you are very favorable, 50 means that you are neutral, and 0 means that you are unfavorable. The first one is Kamala Harris.
Very favorable, which is, what, 100? Very favorable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. What about Donald Trump?
I think he's doing a pretty, Donald Trump?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say Donald Trump?
Yes.
0.
0, okay. Thank you. What about the gay rights movement?
The gay rights movement, I 100% about that. You know, they have the right to do what they want to do.
So what is the number that you gave them?
100.
100, okay, thank you. What about critical race theory or CRT?
I don't know a whole lot about this, so let's give it a 50.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. What about Beyonce, the singer?
Oh, I love Beyonce 100.
Thank you. What about Kevin McCarthy?
Kevin McCarthy?
Yes.
Let's go 80.
And what about Barack Obama?
100.
Okay, thank you. And what about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, I give him 109.
Okay. Thank you so much for that, ma'am. I know it's still ways off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Cornel West, the third party candidate, for whom will you vote?
Biden.
Biden. Thank you so much. Switching things up a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 is major impact, 5 is moderate impact, and 0 not impact at all. First one is affirmative action ending.
I do not like the affirmative action ending, so which way would I go for that? I do not like it.
It could be 0. 0 from 0 to 10, 0 is
0. 0. 0. 0 then, 0.
Thank you. What about crime and violence in this country?
I don't like it.
Is that impacting you personally? The crime and violence?
Yes.
So is that is a 10?
10, okay.
What about climate change?
10. I do not like that.
And what about the country's economy going into a recession soon?
I do not like that, so 10. Would that be a 10 if I didn't like it?
Major impact is 10. If it affects you personally.
Okay. 10 then. I guess.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that is like measuring the impact that had on you. Now, we are almost done with this survey. I really appreciate your time and your opinions. I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. First one is, the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide. Do you agree or disagree with this?
I agree they should have protection. They should have legal rights for abortion.
Yeah, so you agree or disagree with the legal abortion?
I agree with legal abortion.
Is that a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree that they should have abortions.
Okay, thank you for that. What about raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff?
They should have raise the salaries. I agree to have raise the salaries.
Okay, is that a strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. What about children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers?
They should be able to do what they need to do for themselves. I agree.
So, do you agree, strongly agree or disagree?
I strongly agree that they should be able to do what they need to do for themselves.
Okay, so this statement says should not be allowed, but you say that you...
It should be allowed. Should be allowed, so I disagree.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Now, what about the government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition?
I agree.
You said a strongly or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. What about the government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use?
I agree, strongly agree.
Thank you. The government should provide free childcare to all families.
I strongly agree.
Thank you. And ban assault weapons.
Excuse me?
Ban assault weapons. Guns.
Yes, I strongly agree. I strongly agree.
Thank you so much for that, ma'am. I really appreciate it. In which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? You can choose all the ones that you want. Sickness of serious injury, caring for a family member with a serious health condition, mothers giving birth to a child, fathers that...
Paid time off.
Yeah, paid time off.
Yes.
Fathers adopting a child, mothers adopting a child, when dealing with a mental health episode, fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, and death of a family member. Which one?
Pay time off.
Yeah, pay time off.
For all.
All of them. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Pay time out. Thank you. And how often will you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Not at all. Okay. Not often. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Not a problem. Now, have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Violent crime, such as assault?
Yes.
To you or any family member?
Family.
Thank you. What about car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Thank you. What about money or property was stolen?
No.
What about home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Thank you so much for that, ma'am. I appreciate your time. Now we are just missing the statistical purposes questions. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College. I had a BS degree.
Okay, thank you. Are you married? Unmarried? Living with a partner? Single?
What is single? Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. And how will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural. Sorry, I didn't read the categories.
Urban.
Urban. How often do you attend church or religious services?
Right now, infrequently.
Frequently, okay. Like twice a week or more?
Well, right now, see, I'm caring for my mother that's disabled, and we really used to go to church a lot, but after the pandemic and her being in a wheelchair and stuff is not frequent, so it's not frequent. But we do, I mean, just get, okay, if we attend online, would that count?
Okay, so can you say several times a year, or once, or twice a month?
So,
not a problem. If you
several times. Can we several times a month?
Okay. Thank you so much for that, ma'am. I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. For each, please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. First one is MSNBC. Could be very often, somewhat often.
Very often.
Thank you. What about network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Very often.
Thank you. What about CNN?
Right now, I'm kind of, not often. I'll put it there because since they've been going through a lot of changes, it's not often.
Okay, thank you. And what about Fox News?
Not often.
And your local TV news?
Often.
Thank you so much for that, ma'am. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Is that a strong Democrat or not strong?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you.
Strong Democrat.
Which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you?
Medicare and Medicaid.
Okay, thank you. Who is the primary breadwinner in your household?
Myself.
You. Thank you. Will you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls? Under 15,000, from 15 to 30, 30 to 15,000.
15 and 30.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
I do not.
Thank you so much for that, ma'am. This concludes our survey. I really appreciate your time and your opinion is important for us. Have a great, a great day and take care of your mom.
Okay, thank you so much. And you have a great day and thank you for thinking of her. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.